In our studio guests today are four mothers. In the studio, Tzipi, Chagit, Tzila, and Tamra. Shalom and welcome to SBS Radio. We'll start perhaps with Chagit. Introduce yourself to us.
Shalom, Nitza. My name is Chagit, and I have three children who made Aliyah. I have two boys who made Aliyah 10 years ago and served in the IDF. And now my little girl, Sharon, who is 18, just made Aliyah and is serving at the moment in the IDF.
Thanks, Chagit. And as I said, the four mothers here in the studio, they've got one thing in common. The children who grew up in Australia volunteer to serve a full service in the IDF in Israel. And we're going to find out very soon how they feel. Our second guest, our second mother is Tamra. Please introduce yourself to us.
Shalom, Nitza. My name is Tamra. I grew up in Australia, in Perth, and moved to Sydney in my later years. And I have three children. My youngest is now serving in the IDF. And he's 20, nearly to turn 21. So it was a big curb for him to go and go and make Aliyah in Israel and now serve in the IDF.
Tzila?
So my name is Tzila and I have three kids. My oldest one, she's 21. She's in the university here in Sydney. My son is 18 years old. He's in the IDF. And Omer, and my little daughter, she's 11 years old, and we arrived to Israel to Sydney 9 years ago.
And so your son that he's serving in the army was 8 at the time. And
when he arrived here, yeah.
Yes, so he grew up, went to school here. And Tzipi?
Hi, so I've got three kids as well, and my oldest girl, she's in Israel, she's 18, and she's serving the army. And I've got two boys here in school in Sydney.
And I'm going to ask you the big question. How did you feel when your son, your daughter came home and said, I'm going to go to the Israeli army? What was your reaction, Chagit?
So I have, as I said before, I have two boys who already did it 10 years ago, and they were like role models to their young sister. And when Sharon came after she finished her agency and said that she wants to join the army and follow her brothers, I was very proud of her, and I said that I am proud of her, and I think that she is doing the right thing for her. I was happy.
And Tamra, how did you feel when your son Calvin came home and said, Mom, I'm going to the Israeli army?
Well, the first shock to me was that he wanted to do Aliyah in Israel. And then it was the decision after that that he wanted to go to the army. It was always that he'd like to go to do Aliyah and then go to the army, but it was still going to be a decision after that. So when he finally made the decision, it gives you a big shock, because I didn't grow up in Israel and I didn't have this in my background. So to all of a sudden have a son that wants to go and serve in an army that's in another country, it made me very proud, because he realised that he wanted to help the Jewish people, and he was Jewish, and that's how he felt, and he felt very strongly after that.
That's quite extraordinary, because the other three mothers that are here, Tzipi, Tzila and Chagit, Israeli born, you served yourself in the Israeli army, so you probably understand more what your children are going through when they join the army. But for Tamra, I mean, you were born in Perth, you grew up here, your son was born in Australia. His first language is English, not Hebrew. So for him to go on Aliyah, learn Hebrew and join the army, that's completely a cultural shock, probably.
Absolutely. He went to Masada. And he did learn Hebrew, but was not interested at all, didn't speak a word of Hebrew. And so he all of a sudden, I want to go to the army. Well, Calvin, you'll have to speak really good Hebrew. So he went there and he learnt the Hebrew. And I think he showed to himself that he could learn this language, and he's now speaking the language, and and he's doing a very hard course there. So he's getting along very, very well.
And what was the reaction, your reaction, Tzipi, when Gal, your daughter, came home and said, I'm going to the Israeli army?
I think, as you said, yes, we've served the army, but it's still much more difficult when your children wants to do it, and definitely when we're so far away. And it still was a choice, definitely the right choice for her, and definitely she made us all very proud. But as a mother, it's not so easy.
And Sila?
When I'm thinking about it, it makes me really, really proud to think that he left all the facilities he had here, all the
comfort,
the comfort country that he have here, and give up on everything and went to the army. But as I said, my son didn't come, didn't talk about it just before it's happened. He was talking about it all his life, that he wanted to go to the army, he wanted to be part of the Israeli culture. And so we knew always that what this is what he's going to do. So we support them all the time, all the way through the time that he needed to leave.
And do you think there is a conflict between being an Australian as well and serving in a different army in a different country? How do you feel about it? And what's the reaction of Australians to you when you tell them, my son, my daughter is serving in the IDF? What do you hear and how do you feel about it?
I don't think there is a conflict. I do feel that our kids definitely feel Australian and Israelis being here 10 years. But I do feel it is the right. It's definitely helping the Israeli society and it's definitely building the kids and giving them the ability to mature, to develop, and definitely supporting, you know, what Israel is known as the startup nation. And I think the fact that we can give it to our kids and the fact that they definitely, you know, giving their time and their best years to the Israeli army and to the Israeli nation as well, I think it's a win-win situation for the kids and for the country.
Well, you touched on something very important. You said Israel is a startup nation thanks to the fact that all the youngsters at the age of 18 go to the army and they learn to take responsibility and they grow up and they take chances. Yeah. And this is part of the growth in Israel.
And they learn to be resilient and they learn to cope with things and think of other ways to come with solution and situations. Yeah.
And Tamra, how do you feel about it? Do you see any conflict being Australian and your son is in the Israeli army?
I did hear a lot of conflict when he first said that he wanted to go and do that and also then while he was there. But I just look at Kelvin and see how it's made him grow. He had the choice of either going to the Australian army or the IDF. And he felt that he needed to be at the IDF for Israel and for the people of Israel to help, and you know he has grown and developed so well, and they have a unique way of bringing out the best in people there, and he's every day he's becoming a man that I'd never ever thought he would become, and he's really enjoying it. It's very, very hard, but he's accomplishing a lot.
And what's the reaction of people when you tell them, my son, my daughter is in the Israeli army? Tzila?
I would like to comment about the last question, if there's any conflict between living here and I don't think there is conflict because Israel and Australia, they are friendly country, they're supporting each other and we are not fighting each other, we're helping each other in any situation that happened in the world, we're working together. But as a Jewish people, that it's really important for us to understand that if we won't have Israel, we're going to be in a problem, and we don't want to find ourselves in the same situation like the Holocaust that will happen again. We want to have a country that's going to support us, that will do everything for any Jews in the world to help them. And that's why I think that it's really, really important for them to go and do that. And as my son's comment once on the Facebook, that all his friend was on the Darling Harbour on the yacht and told him, listen, look what you are missing. You decide to give up on everything here and go to the Israeli army. And he said, "What? Why you've done that?" And he commented that he has 6 million reasons for that. And I'm really proud for him for what he was saying.
It's quite amazing that an 18-year-old can post something like that on Facebook. I've got 6 million reasons to serve in the Israeli army. I'm sure you're very proud of your son, just having the maturity to post such a reply. And I wanted to ask you how you as mothers, how do you cope with children so far away from you in the Israeli army? Because you can't just hop and jump on a plane and go and see them. It's quite a voyage to go to Israel.
It's it's very difficult, as you said. We are on the other side of the world, and you can't just hop on a plane. It takes a lot of planning to go to visit the kids. It's constant communication during via WhatsApp in hours that are crazy hours because of the time difference. So, you know, the phone is always next to us in our bedroom. And if something happens and you hear it, you wake up and you talk because they need you. And that's the only way that you can help them, by talking on the phone.
And to that point, the other way we're coping is we talk with each other as well, and we help one each other. So we've got ourselves a WhatsApp group, and we post a lot of photos, and we talk with one each other. And if one of us is going to Israel and visiting her child, then seeing the other kids and talking to the other kids, and it helps.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic that you have each other. And I wanted to touch on, we haven't got much time, on the Garin Tzabar, this unique program that was founded in 91 and run by the Tzofim Tzabar Olami. Can you tell us about it? I believe it's this incredible program that supports your kids when they go to the army as lone soldiers in the IDF. What is Garin Tzabar? Who wants to tell us?
Garin Tzabar is a program that it started here. I mean, the children start in the country where they live, and they have regular meetings where they try to get together with the other children who go with them to the Garin, and then they go to Israel together, and they have 3 months of induction where they prepare them for their life in Israel. They help them make aliyah. They help them be together like a family. They help them in understanding what the army is, the army language, and what they will have to do in the army. And then they go with them into the army, and they follow them, and they help them. The kids, when they come out of the army during the weekends, they have a place to go because they are in a kibbutz together as a group. So they come back to a family, which follows them all the way through.
And so that's fantastic. Garin Tzabar gives your children a lot of support. And they feel that they are not lonely, and they've got somebody to talk to, and they've got each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Definitely. Now, my biggest question, your children in Israel are considered Israelis or Australians?
Australians. Here, they're considered as Israelis, but there they're considered
Australians.
My son's nickname is Sydney.
So they call him Sydney in the army.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their Hebrew is perfect, or how is their Hebrew now?
My daughter's Hebrew is unrecognizable. Like the slang that she speaks in, I don't understand. You know, I left Israel 15 years ago. I'm not familiar with some of the words that she's using. So I need her to explain to me all the time
and
what
Tamra,
she means.
How is Calvin's Hebrew?
Every day it improves. He's using it all the time. Obviously, I don't speak to him in Hebrew, but my partner speaks to him in Hebrew, and he can't believe how it's developed. So it's such
Calvin's
a short time.
Calvin, does he feel at home in Israel now?
He does. He feels he's with his family. His mates are with him. He's in a group of with Gurin Zabar with mostly Americans, but they're all like one family. It's amazing the connection that they have together. Because they're sleeping together and eating together and doing everything together.
And how long they're going to be in the army still?
Another 2.5 years.
Yeah. Yes. They just started.
They've started about 6 months ago. So, and they're all doing very interesting things, and they're going to be there for at least 3 years.
And do you have a chance to go and see your children in uniform at all the ceremonies?
Yeah, we go, we try and go as much as possible. As you can imagine, it's not easy financially, and also because we are full-time, we're working full-time, all of us. So to find the time and to find, and also financially, it's not easy, you know, to go to Israel.
And some of the friends from the Garin have families in Europe, and it's definitely much more, it's easier for them to hop on a plane and 4 hours to be in Israel. For us, it's a 24 hours flight.
Yeah, and it's make it harder to ask kids when they can see that the other parents come every few months to visit and their parents comes mostly 6 and something more months to visit them. So that's mainly the problem.
And Tamra, you showed me magnificent photos of your son.
Yes, I've been there a few times during his just during the 6 months of first initial training. So I've been lucky enough to go a couple of times and see him. And yes, to see him in the uniform and see him marching with the rest of the groups, it's amazing for me. And to obviously, you know, he carries equipment with him that he needs to use. So it's quite astounding for me to see that.
I want to thank you all, the four mothers that coming here. One mother that she's got a daughter, Eliana, the mother called Lee. She's in your group. She couldn't come to the studio today. I want to wish you good luck, Tzipi, Tzila, Tamra, and Chagit. Thank you very much. And we would love only to hear good news from your children.
Please, God.
Thank you for having us, Nitza.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.